You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Fast Track Amendment Bill left the Select Committee process after just 10 days. The report on the amendment by the Environment Selected Committee recommended no changes to the amendment on account of time constraints and other planned amendments. However, this goes against the fact that this amendment and the earlier Fast Track Bill have proven to be exceptionally unpopular. The original bill saw a massive amount of protest and submissions to the Select Committee expressing concern over the bill and its effects on the environment and iwi. This time, the amendment was only given these 10 days and still saw over 2,500 individuals and groups making submissions, but the committee has still seen fit to ignore these concerns. I spoke to Chief Advisor at Forest and Bird, Richard Cappy, about this Select Committee report and what it says about the government avoiding accountability in public opinion to push through changes like this bill. Why is Forest and Bird so concerned about this bill?
So the original fast-track legislation that was passed right at the start of the year is a really bad piece of legislation. It strips out environmental protections and is really worrying. And that's why, you know, you have 25,000 people march down Queen Street saying, actually, this isn't what we want for New Zealand. What this particular bill is something that's been rushed through late this year under the pretense of it being about kind of improving grocery competition, so fixing the supermarket sector. But actually what it is making that original fast-track legislation even worse. So what it is doing is taking away what few remaining environmental protections have been in place and cutting out the ability of communities' ability to have their voices heard. So we've got a situation just now where we've got panels being set up around the country to hear about these fast track applications. So these are the really big applications for things like massive housing developments, new roads. Some of the most contentious ones are around things like coal mines or seabed mining. And these panel, the job of the panels is to look at all the information that's provided, go out and ask for information from experts and things like that if they need it, and then make a decision. This particular piece of legislation is limiting the panel's ability to go and talk to organizations like Forest and Bird or local community groups or groups who have got expert information that could actually help them with their decision making. It just doesn't make any sense.
So looking then at the Select Committee report from the Environment Select Committee, what is this report kind of saying about this process and how the government is engaging with the process?
Yeah, and this is the thing that I think everybody, you know, 95% of people who submitted on this bill basically said, look, we don't agree with this legislation. We don't understand what the problem is that you're trying to solve. Because actually, this is a really unusual kind of piece of legislation. There's normally a thing called a regulatory impact assessment, which says, hey, we've looked at all of this, and this is the reason why this legislation needs to take place, and this is what all the consequences would be. And that hasn't taken place. And there isn't really what you'd call the kind of statement about what the problem is they're trying to solve. And that's what everybody's kind of really frustrated about. You know, the difficulty with this is that the Select Committee report shows that, frankly, the government just doesn't want to listen. It doesn't want to listen to the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, the panel conveners, the Law Society, groups like Forest and Bird, iwi. There are so many people who have come out and said, look, we don't quite understand what you're trying to do here, but what you are proposing to do, we have deep concerns about. It basically suggests that the government is hell-bent on opening the door to development, pretty much at any cost to the environment and future generations. It's also been pushed through at a ridiculous pace. So, you know, for those of us who care about these things, there's, you know, making good laws means that if you develop laws in the right way, then it means that they're going to be better in the long term. You'll end up with less challenges to them. And it just means the whole process will be run smoothly. People were given 10 days to submit on this. You know, that's just ridiculous. And then you had, you know, 2,500 individuals and groups who, even though there was bugger all time, still managed to provide some feedback. It's just not good enough. You know, this is intergenerational changes that will change New Zealand's landscape and communities forever. And we had 10 working days to provide any kind of comments on that. it's not very good. You know, it's not how we should be doing things.
So, as you said, there was, you know, a lack of regulatory impact assessments. There was a lack of this kind of window was very small. Is this lack of listening or this lack of engagement, is it a product of ignorance, or does it kind of seem like a intentional disregard from the government?
I would say that this is being presented as a fait accompli. So it's like, we want to make these changes, and actually we're not particularly concerned about what other people think. We might make some tweaks around the edges, but actually we want to make sure that ministers have got the powers to green light projects. We want to reduce the power of the panels to call people. We want to reduce the ability of people to challenge really bad decisions in the courts. And we want to make it much, much easier for developments to drive through regardless of the environmental impacts. That seems to be where the government is coming from, rather than thinking about, hey, what's a good piece of lawmaking which will let us get really critical projects through a consenting system faster, but with really good decision-making, having thought through all the stuff that we need to do to make sure that these projects are really successful going forward if they are the right projects to happen. So, yeah, you know, it's being driven through at a ridiculous pace in a way that, yeah, is really cutting not just the New Zealand public out of the process, but the way that the legislation's been done technically means that Parliament's actually got less time to even look at it. So that there are changes that are going to be made to this law that are going to, you know, basically bypass the normal kind of debating and voting that you'd have in Parliament. You know, this is, it's not just really bad lawmaking and really bad for the environment, but it's quite anti-democratic in a lot of ways.
And so looking at just this amendment and this select committee process and report, what do you actually want to see from the government in terms of, okay, if this legislation is going to go forth and we are going to amend it, what sort of engagement and interaction do you want to see from the select committee in terms of actually holding these changes accountable?
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? The select committee itself has only provided suggested changes. Normally it would provide recommendations. And then those suggested changes will be picked up later on by what's called the Committee of the Whole House stage. So that means it bypasses a second reading. But, you know, that's all technical stuff. The bit that I think we've all looked at this and kind of gone, fixing grocery competition on those clauses, you know, grocery competition is only mentioned once in the entire bill. But if you want to make changes around grocery competition, go for it. I don't think anybody has any issues with that. But the proposed amendments in the bill just need to get thrown out. You know, limiting the amount of time that a panel will have to do these things, introducing a national policy statement, which means ministers will basically be able to green light pet projects. You know, there's a whole raft of things. The whole intent behind this bill is fundamentally flawed. You know, will panels have the ability to collect the information they want and need? No. Will communities be able to actually have their voices heard? No. Will ministers be able to directly influence applications? Absolutely. Are New Zealanders going to end up with worse projects? Absolutely. You know, it was a bad law to start with at the start of this year. It's turning into something that, frankly, is just disgraceful.
When we're looking at this amendment and this process and that earlier bill, how does it kind of fit into this wider ethos from the government that is showing this disregard for public feedback, that is showing disregard for regulation, and is, quite frankly, showing disregard for the environment?
I think there's some really concerning stuff happening where, you know, it's been called a war on nature. And I think if you think about the announcements that were made about methane targets and our international climate change commitments the other day, rolling those back, if you think about the changes that have been driven through reducing protection for our fresh water, if you think about the fact that we're still allowing things like bottom trawling to take place, and then if you think about the fact that tomorrow we will have resource management changes rolled through, which are much, much more likely to roll back environmental protections, collectively, you know, the government is taking a very, very short-termist economic development at any cost approach to things. And one thing that we do know is New Zealanders care deeply about their environment. You know, they understand that it's incredibly important to our economy, but it's also incredibly important in terms of who we are. You know, we identify ourselves by our connections to rivers, mountains, land, you know, and unfortunately, the direction that we've seen under the coalition government is so many of the things that enable us to look after and nurture and protect these special places are being pushed to one side. And that means we've got unswimmable lakes and rivers. It means we're setting ourselves up for a bit of a nightmare scenario in terms of our obligations and commitments to do something about climate change, as well as, you know, so many other aspects of environmental protections is getting rolled back. And that's just so incredibly frustrating and disappointing. You know, there are opportunities to embrace our environment and set ourselves on a different path, but we seem to be hell-bent on economic development at any cost just now, and actually that's not good enough.
That was Forest and Bird Chief Advisor Richard Cappy on the Fast Track Amendment Bill, the limited scrutiny that's been applied to it, and what this means about the government's priorities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.